This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Icebreakers to use when joining new social circles. What will icebreakers look like when they work, and when they fail? In short, social circle icebreakers are the first words you say when nothing yet connects you to the people in the room. They either open a door or close one. Used well, they signal warmth, invite reciprocity, and give a new group something to gather around. Used badly, they make the silence worse. Definition: social circle icebreakers are brief, low-pressure openers used when entering a new group for the first time. They are designed to reduce social tension, invite a response, and establish enough common ground for a real conversation to follow. They work by making connection feel safe, not effortful. I once watched a woman walk into a room of strangers, open her mouth, and bring 12 people together in under 2 minutes. She did not tell a joke. She did not announce herself. She asked one simple question about the building's terrible coffee, and suddenly everyone had something to say. That moment taught me more about icebreakers than any book or course ever could. Seeing it happen, in a real room with real stakes, showed me that social circle icebreakers are not about wit or charm. They are about giving people permission to stop being strangers. What to notice before you read these examples? These 5 scenarios cover different settings: a neighborhood group, a professional networking event, a community class, a new team, and a social gathering where someone got it badly wrong. In each one, watch for 2 things. First, what the person actually said. Second, what that choice signaled to the people around them. An icebreaker is not just words. It is a small act of social courage that tells a room, I'm approachable, I'm curious about you. And this does not have to be hard. Read each example actively. Ask yourself whether you have been in that room. Ask whether you have been that person. 5 moments where icebreakers changed the room. 1. The new neighbor at the community meeting. A man in his mid-40s had just moved into the area. He arrived at a neighborhood residence meeting where everyone else had known each other for years. The room was full of jokes and old grievances, and the chair had not yet arrived. He stood at the edge of the circle for a moment, then turned to the woman beside him and said, Has anyone figured out where a good bakery is yet? I have been here 3 weeks and I am still eating supermarket bread. She laughed. Then the man on her other side had an opinion. Then someone across the room weighed in with a street name. Within 4 minutes, the newcomer was at the center of a genuine exchange, not because he was funny, but because he had found something everyone shared the ordinary, low-stakes experience of being new somewhere or knowing it well. What this reveals: the best social circle icebreakers borrow from your actual situation. He did not pretend to know the room. He used his outsider status as the opener, and it worked precisely because it was honest. Here is the truth of it: people relax when they feel needed, even in something as small as a bakery recommendation. 2. A networking event where no one spoke first. At a professional networking evening, 40 people stood in small clusters, badges on, drinks in hand. A new hire in her late 20s stood alone near the drinks table for nearly 20 minutes. She had rehearsed 3 conversation starters on the drive over, and now she could not make herself say any of them. The room felt too loud, the clusters too closed. She left without speaking to anyone she did not already know. The cost here was invisible, but real. She missed connections that might have mattered. Worse, she went home believing she was bad at this, when the truth was she had simply frozen before a room that nobody had taken responsibility for opening. Nobody had used an icebreaker. Nobody had made the first move, and so the whole room stayed sealed. This is what the absence of social circle icebreakers actually costs: not embarrassment, but opportunity quietly disappearing. You can read more about how this plays out in professional contexts in Effective Icebreakers for Team Meetings, where the same paralysis shows up in structured settings. 3. The pottery class that almost stayed quiet. 8 adults in their first session of a community pottery class sat at their wheels, not speaking. The instructor had left the room briefly. 7 of the 8 were strangers to each other. One woman in her 60s, a retired teacher, looked around, smiled at nobody in particular, and said, I'm going to be terrible at this. Is anyone else in that position, or is it just me? 3 hands went up. Then someone said they had watched a YouTube tutorial for 2 weeks. Then someone admitted they had done the same. Then the whole table was talking about how much they had overthought signing up for a pottery class. What this reveals: a self-deprecating icebreaker works in a new social circle because it lowers the entry cost for everyone. When one person admits imperfection first, the others no longer need to protect an image. The room softens. Vulnerability, offered in a small and safe form, is one of the most reliable tools for building early connection. 4. The team lunch that started badly. A project manager joined a team mid-project. On his first day, the team had a working lunch. He decided to make a strong first impression. He led with his credentials, then asked the group a pointed question about what they thought the project's biggest problem was. He meant it as a genuine question. It landed like a test. The table went quiet. Two people gave vague answers. One person looked at their phone. The energy did not recover for the rest of the meal. He had skipped the icebreaker entirely and gone straight for substance. In a new social circle, that sequence is backwards. People do not open up about real problems with someone they do not yet trust. You have to earn the right to those conversations by first showing you are a human being, not just a function. The role of communication in meeting success explores this dynamic in more depth, including how tone in the first minutes of any gathering set the ceiling for everything that follows. The manager learned this the hard way. 3 weeks later, he sat down at a different lunch and opened with, "I have been trying to figure out where everyone gets coffee around here. I have not cracked it yet." The table talked for 20 minutes. 5. The book club with the opener changed everything. A woman joined a book club that had been running for 2 years. She was the only new member that month. The host introduced her briefly, and then silence settled before the discussion began. She felt the weight of being the outsider. Instead of waiting, she said, "I finished the last chapter on the bus this morning and ended up missing my stop. I am taking that as a good sign." The group laughed. Someone said they had done the same. Someone else said they had hated the ending. The discussion began 10 minutes ahead of schedule, warmer and more open than usual, because one person had chosen to give the group something real and light to gather around. What this reveals, a good icebreaker in a social circle does not need to be clever. It needs to be true. It needs to invite a response. And it needs to cost the speaker something small, enough to show they are willing to engage. That small act of openness is what signals, "I am here, I'm present, and I'm genuinely interested in this room." The pattern running through all 5 scenarios. Across these 5 situations, 3 things recur in every icebreaker that worked. First, the opener was grounded in the shared experience of the moment: the coffee, the class, the book, the new neighbourhood.
It did not arrive from nowhere.
Second, it asked something of the speaker, not just the listener. The people who succeeded made themselves slightly vulnerable or slightly specific enough to be human rather than polished.
Third, it was short. A single sentence. A question. A confession. Nothing more.
The failure cases share a different pattern. Either nobody spoke at all, letting the moment pass until it was too late, or someone spoke too much too soon, when passed the icebreaker into territory that required trust not yet built. Knowing how to deal with dominant voices in a discussion becomes relevant once a group is running. But before any of that, someone has to open the room. That is what an icebreaker is for. What these moments tell you about your own approach. Here is a question worth sitting with in new social situations. Do you tend to wait for someone else to go first, or do you take the first step yourself? Most people wait, not because they are unfriendly, but because the first move carries the most social risk. You do not yet know how this room responds. You do not yet know who is warm, who is guarded, who is having a bad day. The icebreaker asks you to step into that uncertainty anyway, and to do it lightly, without requiring a perfect outcome. If you struggle with maintaining connection in remote settings, you will recognize the same challenge. The first words are always the hardest, whether the room is physical or virtual. Hosting engaging virtual meetings requires the same first step courage, just through a different screen. The practical question is not what is the perfect thing to say. It is what is one true thing about this moment that the other person could easily respond to.
Start there. Keep it short.
Then listen, because the follow-up is where the real connection begins. If your icebreaker lands and you do not know how to carry it forward, that is, where how to run productive meetings that don't waste time, and how humor can ease workplace tension can help you build on the opening you have made. After 60 years of walking into unfamiliar rooms, I can tell you this: the people who seem naturally at ease with social circle icebreakers are not gifted with some rare social talent. They have simply decided, somewhere along the way, that the first word is worth the risk.
A quick note before we continue.
Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What are social circle icebreakers? Social circle icebreakers are short, low-pressure questions or comments designed to start a conversation when you are new to a group. They reduce tension, invite reciprocity, and signal openness. A good icebreaker feels natural rather than scripted, and gives the other person something easy to respond to. How do you use icebreakers when joining a new group? Start with something grounded in your shared context, where you are, why you're all there, or something you have genuinely noticed. Keep it light. Ask a question that invites a short answer, and listen carefully to what comes back. The follow-up matters more than the opener itself. Why do some icebreakers feel awkward or forced? Most forced icebreakers ask too much too soon. They either demand personal disclosure before trust exists, or they feel like a game rather than a real exchange. The best social circle icebreakers feel like something a curious, warm person would naturally say, not a prompt from a team-building worksheet. What makes an icebreaker work in a new social setting? Three things. It is low stakes enough to answer easily. It is genuine rather than rehearsed. And it leaves room for the other person to respond in their own way. It should open a door, not corner someone. Curiosity and warmth carry an icebreaker further than any clever wording. Can icebreakers go wrong when meeting new people? Absolutely. An icebreaker fails when it puts someone on the spot, signals that you're performing rather than connecting, or arrives at the wrong moment. Timing matters as much as content. A well-worded opener delivered while someone is distracted or in mid-conversation will land flat every time. How is a social icebreaker different from small talk? Small talk sustains a conversation once it has started. An icebreaker starts it from nothing, usually in a group where people do not yet know each other. Think of an icebreaker as the first step through the door, and small talk as everything that happens once you're inside the room. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.